Where are we on to? We're on five here?
Done. Yes, press five.
Five. And that one's on? Torreyway, Northwest London, Monday, 25th of April, first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Dayan David Duna, in Yonah D'Yoma. Matzah and Pesach, which is in Yonah D'Yoma.
Matzah b'Pesach sounds a rather wide sugya. I'll tell you what I'd like to discuss this morning, b'siyata d'shvaya. I bought quite a lot of matzahs, hand-baked matzahs for Pesach. I don't know what I should do. I've got many too many over. Should I be keeping them at all? And I'll tell you why and what I've got in mind. I think I'll start off with a hara and explain what I want. In the Haggadah, we say the following. Zekar l'migdosh kehilel keinos hil. We wash, we have matzah, we have moi, and then we have kirch b'yachad, and we say, Zekar l'migdosh kehilel keinos hilel. Bisman shei beis hamikdash shei yakayim, we would wrap together, make a sandwich of the matzah, the moroi, the korban pesach, and eat the biyachad. And he continues, kemosh neemar, al matzis umaroyurim yeichluhu. You should eat them together, al matzis umaroyurim yeichluhu. And I'm sure everybody's had the kasha, I didn't. That why did we quote the pasuk of our matzahs, so where you if we look at that, you know where that pasuk is written? The Pesach Sheni, Pashas Baloisko. Why do we run, we're talking about on Seder tonight, the pasuk of Pesach Sheni, when we got the pasuk of Pesach Rishon, and Pashas Boy, Umatzahs, Amaregi Mechlu. And you know where I saw this kasha, I didn't really think of it, but the Tzar Shalom of Bells at the Seder asked his son this kasha. Why do we quote the pasuk of Pesach Sheni al matzos uvrayim yeichlu, when we could easily have quoted the pasuk in Parshas Boy, which is more relevant to the evening of the Seder? And his son Rabbi Yeshua answered the following.
What does the pasuk of Parshas Boy say?
Umatzos al uvrayim yeichlu. Here the pasuk is al matzos uvrayim yeichlu. That's pasuk umatzos al uvrayim yeichlu. Maybe you're already being medayik. The pasuk, the emes says as their kasha stated in Tshuvas Kasam Sofer in a tshuva to the Baris Chayas, he speaks about that kasha. And I'm not going to go into his teretz. I'd like to tell you the teretz that Rabbi Yeshua answered his father, and he said, Tata, you know what? This is a tefillah. Unfortunately, we're sitting at the seder. We had hoped Mashiach would come and be in Yerushalayim. And tonight we're sitting at the Seder in Bells, and we haven't begun to Yerushalayim. And we're being mispalil that if Yitzhak Hashem, by Pesach Sheni, we'd already have Al Matzah Sumerim Echlu. That by the time it comes to Pesach Sheni, we'll be all together in Yerushalayim and eating. That's why we quote that pasuk as a special tefillah on Leil Pesach Rishon, that we should be zeichah to Pesach Sheni b'korev. That is how he answered his father. Is the Shoyilu Meishiv, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, heard this. And he said he can't understand how his father accepted, the Tzar Shalom of Bells accepted such an answer. But if you look at the Gemara Psochim Samach Vavam and Beis, it says by Parshas Baroiska, by the Pesach Sheni, he said, Ish, Ish, Asher Yitome Ohoy Obedeh Kachayka. Ish, Ish, who's Tome Obedeh Kachayka, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Darshan's, Ish nidcha ve'ein tzibur nidochin. Only yechidim have Pesach Sheni. If the tzibur didn't bring Pesach Rishon, they don't bring Pesach Sheni. So how can it be that we're all in Golus and we sit on the night of Pesach and we say, "Yitz Hashem, this Pesach Sheni, we should be have al matzus umroyim beiklu." It's not possible because we are the whole tzibur, and the tzibur doesn't do Pesach Sheni. Only individuals do Pesach Sheni. How could he accept such a teretz when it's against the mafush and the mama? As I given shayl umeishiv gefragt, is beemus. It's a bit like kasha of shayl umeishiv, but maybe because there's two mahalchim. But this point, whether a tzibur is nidcha, ein tzibur nidochim, the emes is that there's a tesefta, in Perek Ches of Psochim, and there's a Yerushalmi in Perek Tes of Psochim, that brings down that if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, being Pesach Rishon, le Pesach Sheni, then the Yidnum will be bringing Karbonos for Pesach Sheni and Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that we will be having a Pesach Sheni. There are others who learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi different, not by the Tzibur was Nidcha Nolo Klal Yisoy. But the Pashtus of Yerushalmi, and if you look in the Pnei Moshe, doesn't look like that, but you look at Chaim Kanievsky, but how he translates the Yerushalmi, it's before the Yerushalmi, that we will be having a Pesach Sheni if Mashiach comes. But the Kasha is still a good Kasha of Rabbi Yosef Shaul. Ish Nidcha, Ve'in Tzibur Nidochin. So how can we say we're going to have a Pesach Sheni when Ish Nidcha Ve'in Tzibur Nidochin? Okay. You got a Tesefta, a Rabbi Yehuda, who's of the opinion that this is what will be. But still a Kasha. It's very interesting to note that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei and the Mitzvah Pesach Sheni, without being this Yerushalmi at the beginning of his words, he discusses there this din. Only a miut, a minority of Klal Yisrael can bring Pesach Sheni, not the whole Sibyl. And he discusses how do we take a head count to know what's the minority. How many people were there? And all the more he asks, what would be if, let's say, at Pesach Rishon, there were so many people, whatever figure you want to give, who could bring Pesach Rishon. And Eid Tzibur Nidochin, the Tzibur was it. But in the meantime, the balance of numbers between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni changed. And that will come out that the Roiv is by Pesach Sheni. Do we look at the time of Pesach Rishon, or do you look at the time of Pesach Sheni? Yeah, I don't want to go to the Lomdus, it's not for now, but it's the beauty of it. He says the following, the Minchas Chinuch. I want to tell you that there is no such halacha that if Roiv Klal Yisrael could not bring Pesach Rishon, we won't bring Pesach Sheni. The dinner of Klal Yisrael is Madaik from the Rambam, is Roiv Klal Yisrael, who were on past Friday afternoon, in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Baskupas HaZora, by the Beis HaMikdash. If Roiv of them were Tumah, they brought the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, and we won't have a Pesach Sheni. If Roiv of them were Tumah, and only a minority were Tumah, then that minority will bring it at Pesach Sheni, and the Roiv will do it. But we don't look at the head account of Klal Yisrael spread all over the world, or even all over Eretz Yisrael. The din of Roiv Tzibur and Miut Tzibur is only a halacha of those Yidden who went up to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Those Yidden who went to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh and were ready to bring the Korban Pesach, if Rav of them were Toy and the meat was Tomei, there'll be a Pesach Sheni for that meat. And if Rav of them were Tomei, they will bring only the Pesach Rishon and not the Pesach Sheni. But concerning the rest of the diaspora, the rest of the people all over the place, they don't count. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch says that if Klal Yisrael did not bring Pesach Rishon, they will bring Pesach Sheni because they weren't next to it. And he writes so beautifully, he writes the following. To me it seems clear. im yibona ba'is b'mheiro v'yomeinu. The Beis HaMikdash will be built b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Bein shnei ha'psochim, kiven de berishon la'ayu sham, since that the first one, Pesach Rishon, we were there, is v'lo'ayu ha'mikdash, ein chiluk, the chiluk b'yirov v'miot, and will bring Pesach Sheini. And he ends his words, v'ani kosev zeh, I am writing this, Bein Shnei Pesachim. I'm writing the Shtikel of Michas Chinuch between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Yehi Rotzoin, Sheibona B'mheiro Koyde Pesach Sheni, Shei Bilt Shnel before Pesach Sheni, V'nizke V'nasa Pesach Sheni, Amen V'amen. That's all the words of the Michas Chinuch. We don't find enough in the Michas Chinuch, such a tefillah. But he wrote it in between where we're standing now, and he says that the Pesach Rishon is going to be built, we will be in Yitzhak Shem bringing Korban Pesach at Pesach Sheni. So that's very exciting. We will be having Pesach Sheni. So what's my shayla? My shayla is the following. The matzahs that I've got spare, should I keep them for Pesach Sheni? Because Mehiyo Yibona Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is going to be very soon built. And maybe I can use those matzahs for Pesach Sheni. And why not? And I'll explain. Maybe let me share with you one nekuda. And that is the following. If we look in the Torah with Siman Tofel Unches and in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah there writes something most interesting. And he starts off, Ein maschilin nisasik bepas, we cannot bake matzah, says the Torah, before Erev Pesach Chatzos. Matzahs are no good. As I looked the Torah, the Eastern Bitshuvas, and the Shuvas are Gainim, because from the Gainim. Meister Be'echa, there was a story of this somebody, She'ofo Matzahs, Kainim Abba Shais, who baked Matzahs on Erev Pesach that morning. And what happened? The Osruga Miseinu Chemtza, her Matzahs. And the answer to those Matzahs are no good. The Iskish Le Pesach, Matzahs compared to Pesach, and like Pesach was only done, the Korban Pesach was only done Erev Pesach afternoon, so the matzahs can only be baked on Erev Pesach afternoon. And matzahs before that are no good. Then he brings a Gabenu Shmuel HaKoyen, Hitziru. He said, it's okay, you can use the matzahs. You don't need to disqualify them. Ach lechatchila! But lechatchila, yesh nizoi to bake them on Erev Pesach afternoon, Mishum Chaviva Mitzvah Beshato. Because of Chaviva Mitzvah Beshato, we should only bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach afternoon. And then it continues here on the Torah, we haven't got time to go through the whole Torah, that what happens if you can't bake them on Erev Pesach afternoon, if it's Shabbos, or for the second Seder, you can't bake them during Pesach, the first day Yom Tov. When will you bake your matzahs? And he says you should bake them on Leil Seder, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. If you can't do it on Erev Pesach afternoon, bake them on Leil Seder. But the Heidegger Chassam Sofer used to bake three matzahs on the Leil Seder second night. How he fitted in with Katzos and everything. Okay, a miracle of it. That's one of the miracles. But the basically he baked the matzahs then, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. On Azai state here in the Torah. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says that we should try to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach afternoon. Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. That is when we should do it. The Mishnah Berurah writes that maybe we shouldn't do it because of Shiloh of Chometz. And he says that the main hekesh, in any case, of matzah to Pesach is concerning Achilas Matzah, is compared to the time of Achilas Korban Pesach. If you eat it till Katzos, you can only if the Korban Pesach is still Katzos, the eating of the matzah is still Katzos. If the eating of the Korban Pesach is all night, then the eating of matzah can be all night. On that we compare it, but not on the making of it. And the truth be told, that if we only think about it a bit, this whole Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, baking matzahs on Erev Pesach, is beyond comprehension. Because since when is there a mitzvah of matzah on Erev Pesach? There's a mitzvah of shkitas korban Pesach, not even achilas korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach. But there's a mitzvah of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Chaviva mitzvah b'shato? Pardon? And there's no mitzvah of baking matzah at all. If somebody make me matzah, I don't know how, if they come down with a shemai, it would also be good. Maybe it wouldn't be doggone. But there's no mitzvah, no pasuk, he must bake matzahs. But it was achilas matzah. There's no Indian, no bochen, no nothing on baking of matzahs. Baking matzahs is only in order to have matzahs. So what's the difference? I bake them Chanukah or I bake them Erev Pesach. It's not the Zman achilas matzah. So where is the chaviva mitzvah b'shato? A pella. The whole thing is one big pella. Where is the chaviva mitzvah b'shato? And even more than that, let me share with you. If you want to think there's a bit of a mitzvah on Erev Pesach, the riff brings down, which the post can bring down, that somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach gets malchus. But the Rabbanon, Shami says, Omar Reb Levi, said Reb Levi, ha'oichel matzah be'erev ha'pesach, somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, kebol arusosoi be'beis chomov. It's like living with his arusosoi be'beis chomov. What does that mean? As we all know, that marriage consists of two parts. There's the kiddushin, when the woman becomes your wife in an Eishas Ish, but you're not permitted to live with her until such time that you have nisuin, whether it's the yichud, whether it's the seven brachos, the chuppah, but you can't live with her. She's your wife. If she'd be mazana, she'd be chayav misa. But there's no heter to live with her until after nisuin. And that's called boyel arusosei bebeis chomov. Living you with your wife before nisuin. Somebody eats matz on Erev Pesach is kaboyel arusosei bebeis chomov. It's not the Zman Matzah. And you get malchus for doing so. Chaviva mitzvah b'shato. That's why we should bake the man, because the mitzvah is achilas matzah. What's going on? And let me add another kasha. When is it also to eat? I know the minig is not from Rosh Chodesh, others have the minig even from Purim. But when is this issa? When are you chayv malchus b'derabbanon for eating matzah on Erev Pesach? From what time? Is there's as many views as time. There's three different views in the Rishonim. Either it is from Leil B'dikas Chometz, or it is from Shacharis on Yud Dalad, or it is from Chatzais. Yeah, the Rishonim discuss this. Is the Bar Amoy in Psochim says, I've got a proof that it's only from Chatzais. What's my raya? He says his lashon. Udaike nama shehirak bechatzois de medamale la arusa, because we compare it to arusa, so it must be from chatzois. Many rishayim, it's from the night before the Ramban here and Milchamas, because you compare it to an arusa, it must be from chatzois. My shemitah it's a la sinai. What's the connection? Because it says it's like an arusa on the Yerushalmi. Therefore, it must be from Chatzos, and it can't be any earlier. What state though in the Bar Amoy? Let me just share one thought within the space of time that I've been allotted. And I'd like to say the following, but I'll explain myself, but I'll tell you this sod. That the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is on Erev Pesach already, but you're not allowed to eat it. Because you need Erev, you need the evening. But the Mitzvah is already there. What do you mean the Mitzvah is there? To theorize, say in theory it's there, and in practice it isn't there, that's not a mitzvah, it doesn't make sense. So I'd like to explain one nakuda, please. And that is the following. I'll bring it out with a din. If you have time, I'll give a second, but I'll give one example. There is the Gemara in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Chayiv Odom, Omar Reb Yitzchok, Chayiv Odom L'tayir Atzvoi Beregel. Everybody's got a chiyuv to be matayir himself on Yom Tov. Sheneemar uvenivlosom loisigo. There's a posuk, Parsha Shemini, that we're not allowed to touch the carcass of a behemoth and be matama ourselves. And the Gemara says, it's quoted, Rashi Al HaTorah, that what do you mean? A Yisrael can't be metame himself. Even a Kohen, if he's not Tomei Mes, can be metame himself. So what's this uvediv losom, lo yisigo, that we shouldn't touch the dead animal because we'll become Tomei? Everybody is allowed to be metame. Even a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself. Says the Gemara, Mikan, it's referring to Yom Tov, Echayiv Odom Letayer Atzmoy Beregel. The person has an obligation to be Matayer himself when it comes to Yom Tov. It's all about Yom Tov, you shouldn't be Matame yourself. And the question, that's the Gemara, and the questions are twofold. First of all, it doesn't say you're going to be Matayer yourself, it says you shouldn't be Matame yourself. And secondly, the Tu'i Evan asks the Kasha that, why do you have to be toying on Yom Tov? Why? If you look at the Rambam, it's written why. Because on Yom Tov, we've got to eat Basar Kodshim. On Yom Tov, we've got to Mitzvah Sgeira, we've got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And if we are Tomei, we can't fulfill these mitzvahs. If we are Tomei, we can't fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, we've got to be toy. If I want to be Mekayim HaMitzvah on Yom Tov, eating Kodshim, I've got to be toy. I want to make Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Tov, I've got to be toy. And therefore I can't be Matama myself. That's the reason why. Asks the Tu'i Evan, if so, why do I need a posuk? Uvin if lost some loisi gold, I mustn't be Matama myself on Yom Tov. Obviously not. If I've got a mitzvah to eat, or a mitzvah to go to the Mesa Mikdosh, obviously I can't go and be Matama myself. I don't need a posuk for that, because I've got my mitzvah. What's the Uvin if lost some loisi gold? Says the Tu'i Evan the following, and this is a aside. Says the Tu'i Evan, I want to tell you that on it's referring to Erev Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, have I got a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Not before Yom Tov, only on Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, have I got a mitzvah of eating Kodshim? No. So before Yom Tov, I don't need to worry about my mitzvah. It's not yet the Zman HaMitzvah. I'll be Matama myself on Erev Yom Tov. No problem. I, when it comes to Yom Tov, I can't do a mitzvah. I'm an onus. There's nothing stopping me on Erev Yom Tov to be Matama myself. There's nothing to be stopping touching the veil on Erev Yom Tov. Nothing stopping me. So I touched it. Now Yom Tov, I can't do the mitzvah. I'm an onus. No big aveil, I'm an onus. I can't be Matama. It's too late. Can't be Matama myself. Comes along the pasuk with Lossom, Lacey, go. That I must already be concerned about the mitzvah before Yom Tov. And therefore I can't be Matama myself even on Erev Yom Tov, because I must take into consideration that tomorrow I've got to go Aliyah L'Regel, I've got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Is we see from this Tu'i Evan a Yesoid, that before the Zman HaMitzvah, we have no Chiyuvim to concern ourselves about the mitzvah. Now, I'm not taking away the Chassidish bells up, Dr. Hakoda for the mitzvah, Gesemi the mitzvah. Go out to Gezachel HaKol mitzvah. But is there a biblical obligation, are we mechuyev min HaTorah, to worry about a mitzvah before the mitzvah is there? Is this true? Aaron is telling us there is absolutely nothing to worry about before. Before I can live my life, and if I don't, can't do the mitzvah afterwards, can't be helped. Can't be helped. Azoi is mevur from the true Aaron. Obiemus, if you look into the Tzrach in Psochim, but it isn't time to say it, the Tzrach in Psochim says exactly the same Yesoid. He's talking about if you live in a Derech HaChoyka, if we live distant from Yerushalayim, we don't bring a carbon Pesach. Yeah? Says the Tzrach that before Pesach, we've got no Chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim and get near the Azorah in order to bring the carbon Pesach. We can look at Kila, leave ourselves for Pesach Sheini and be Bedeach Achaika. Because before this mitzvah is there, there's no obligation to go and put myself in a situation that can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. I'm not there, I'm not there. A Chiyuv is only if I'm there, I've got a Chiyuv Pesach Ishan. If I'm not there, I've got no Chiyuv Pesach Ishan. Not that I've got to prepare myself and get there in order to do the mitzvah. That is the aside. The Tu'i Evan is the same thing. The evidence is that Mikas Kinuk and Mitzvah Hay goes to town and says, oh, so that means before Sukkos, I don't need to buy Esrog and Lulav. I come to Yom Tov, can't buy all clothes now. I'm an anus. I don't need money for it. Before Pesach, I won't bake no matzahs, I won't buy any matzahs. Come through the Seder, I've got nothing at the table. Well, I mean, beforehand there was no obligation. Now I'm an anus. And the Minkus Kiddush is very unhappy. He doesn't quote the Tshuva Yevon, but he just asks on the Tzlach. But I've got a Tshuva Yevon and a Tzlach. If we take on like a Tshuva Yevon and a Tzlach, I'd like to say the following. Do you know that really there is a mitzvah to eat? Since matzahs compared to Pesach, Korban Pesach, like this Korban Pesach on Yud Daled afternoon, so there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach afternoon. There's a mitzvah. I can't eat it in practice because I need Erev Teichel Matzahs. I need the evening. And without an Erev, I haven't got it. Why does the Torah put a mitzvah on Erev Pesach if there is, you can't do it in practice? In order to be the Zman HaMitzvah. And if it's already the Zman HaMitzvah, then there is a chiyuv to be asik of the mitzvah. In other words, the Torah said the mitzvah of achilas matzah is chal on the person on Erev Pesach. And therefore on Erev Pesach we got a chiyuv to see that we have matzahs. To bake the matzahs or buy the matzahs. But you can't say, well, you know, on Erev Pesach I'm too busy with other things and I didn't bake the matzah, I'm an onus. Because it's the Zman HaMitzvah. And once you come into the Zman HaMitzvah, there's an absolute obligation to occupy yourself with a mitzvah. And therefore, there is a mitzvah on Erev Pesach afternoon to eat matzah. L'may nafkamina is that it's now the Zman HaMitzvah, and I've got to be misasik in the mitzvah. And I won't be an onus if I'm not misasik at that time. That is why there is a mitzvah on Erev Pesach afternoon. Yes?
We can't keep the Pesach.
No. It's not a mitzvah. It's the same. If I have time, I'll explain that in full. You're good point. We see what the clock allows me. But that is what comes out. So if so, there is a mitzvah on Erev Pesach to eat matzah. But the Tanayah Be'erev. Why is there a mitzvah in Erev Pesach? I can't say, well, you know, I waited till the day of Seder, I got no matzahs. That's no excuse. Because if it's not a mitzvah, starts already earlier on. Early on, that's what we need it for. And therefore it's very good. The Balamoy is absolutely beautiful. When you give Kiddushin to an Isha, she's your wife. But you can't yet live with her, because less than a Tanai, there's another Tanai that you need. What do you need? You need to make a Maaseh Nisuin. You need the Sheva Brachos. And then you can live with her. So it's yours. It's Ishtoi. He can't even kai in Puru Vu yet. Why? Because there's another Tanai, a Tanai bear. Says the Bala Mohil, you know it says, somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, keboyel arusosei bebeis komov, that must be midday. You know why it must be midday? Because there's a chiyuv of matzah on Erev Pesach, but you can't eat it because it's lacking a Tanai, a bear. So it's exactly the same as Kiddushin. You can't be Puruvu because like the Tanai of Nisuin. It's the Zman HaMatzah, but you can't eat it because it's lacking the Tanai of Be'erev. Says the Bala Mo, if we compare it to Boyel HaRusosei Be'beis Komov, that Issa can only be from Chatzos and onwards, when it's already Zman HaMatzah. Before Zman HaMatzah, it's not Boyel HaRusosei Be'beis Komov. And if so, it's beautiful. Chaviva mitzvah b'shato. Because the shato of mitzvah matzah, of achilas matzah, is already on Erev Pesach afternoon, and therefore those gishayim and the gyayim and gyalten, as chaviva mitzvah b'shato, bake them in the Zman HaMitzvah, because chaviva mitzvah b'shato, and don't bake them earlier. So when we're going to come along to Pesach Sheni, and as the Minchas Tinuch put it, Behego Yibona Beis HaMikdosh, and we will have a Pesach Sheni. So we don't need to give up hope. We can still be Mispala. We will be a Korban Pesach this year. And we will have a Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Can I use the matzahs that I've got or not? Well, the matzahs that I've got weren't baked as Kaviva Mitzvah B'Shato, because they weren't baked on Erev Pesach afternoon. And the Mishmur writes that maybe we don't have to bake them on Erev Pesach afternoon because of the Issa Chometz. And if anything goes Chometz whilst you're baking, it can be quite a problem. Yeah, and that's why you're not so makpid. When it comes to Pesach Sheni in Yitzhashem, you're allowed to have chometz for Beisoi. So if you're reading, we want to have the best matzahs possible for our Pesach Sheni, Behega, Yobona, Beis HaMikdosh. I won't want to use those matzahs that I've got, but I want to use matzahs that I bake bismano of Pesach Sheni, which will be on Yud Dalad Iyar afternoon. Bake then matzahs in order to eat matzahs behidro, bechafima misra beshata, properly with the Pesach Sheni, which we hope to be all together there. Behega, Behega, Amen.